This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach, and I'm here to simplify the annuity sales process and give you a peek under the hood on how I've written over $195 million in personal annuity production since 2008. If you're looking to learn more about selling annuities, you've come to the right place. Let's jump right in. Hello, everyone. This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach and owner of Retirement Realize Agents Academy and Retirement Realize Financial. It has been another incredible month, and why am I wrapping it up already for this month when we still have 1 week? It's because I'm going to try to take this entire week off. I've said this for the last 3 weeks. It just did not work out. I'm pretty particular in trying to get away when I feel like I'm just getting a little too full. And this has been a very challenging few weeks. I have a son that's kind of recovering from surgery. He has been for about 6 months. They had to go back and redo some things. So he's still recovering. My wife, we went into the doctor's office on a Monday, and the following Monday, she had full knee replacement. And then on top of that, the same day my wife had her knee replacement surgery, my VP of operations and my executive assistant, they are married, they had a baby, which is incredible and awesome. But I'm going, I don't have time in the day to do everything I need to do. But amazingly, over the past week, 2 weeks, I've been able to get more than enough time to help my wife take care of the things she needed to do during her recovery. My operations, executive system, my VP of operations had a beautiful little baby girl, and my son is doing better. So, and all the same time, I wrote $1,350,000 2 weeks ago, and then last week I wrote over $500,000. So that actually puts me about 2.1, 2.2 million for the month of July. And it just blows me away all the time what we can do in this business if we put our minds to it. Because that now puts me just scraping almost at 200 million since 2008. And remember, this is all as an individual producer. I don't have sub agents that write for me. I don't have anybody that makes my calls. I do my own calls, do my own appointments, do my own pending business. I deliver my own applications. I write my own applications. So it's literally one person doing what most of the time you'll have other people do. But I told my clients, literally, I will be the one that helps you through the entire process. I've stuck with that from the very beginning over 16 years ago. And has been very successful because I got started in the mortgage protection business 16 years ago. And then I moved into the annuity business and I haven't looked back since. But I've been talking with quite a few agents lately. I have some people in my inner circle. Inner circle are the agents I am actually one-on-one coaching with. They actually get direct access to my cell phone. We go over cases. We go over situations. We go over current market conditions. And it consistently helps them do better and better. It's a very, very limited group because if I give you my cell phone number and we're interacting, I'm going to make sure I have time because these guys pay quite a bit per month to get that type of coaching. But the crazy thing is one $300,000 annuity pays for your entire year's membership. But I've been getting some conversations with even these top agents and then some people obviously in the Pro Plus level. They get emails, they're sending these questions about why am I not getting deals? Why am I not getting the appointment? And through these conversations, I'm finding out one common problem or common concern that would jeopardize, number one, getting the appointment, number two, getting the sale. The sale always revolves around finding a solution to the problem. The sell has nothing to do with I'm a great salesperson. If you know how to find a solution to the problem, then you're going to have people wanting to help you. It's that simple. It's not complicated. But that being said, when you're doing a phone call, so let's say you have a lead, whether it's a brand new lead or it's one you've had for a while, whether you've talked to them a couple times or not, whether it's the first time you talked to them, I find agents getting greatly distracted in the purpose of the conversation. In other words, they sound like telemarketers. They're out there, oh, how you doing today? Oh, is that a grandkid I hear in the back? Or whatever it is, they get so distracted about everything other than why the person needed your help in the first place. And that's incredibly important when you stay on the phone or get on the phone. It is important that you stay focused on what the purpose of the conversation is. We're not trying to be best friends with these people. And I tell agent after agent that it's not a matter of you trying to befriend these people. There's brokers, there's financial people they've had over the years that have been to their daughter's weddings or their son's weddings, or they play golf with, or they go out to dinner, or they go boating. And all of a sudden that person, that financial person, basically messes them over because they say they're managing their account. In reality, they're not. They're just putting in a computer-based, age-based program that tells when or what investments they should be in, and it has nothing to do with they are actively managing their account. Actively managing is so, it's such a false statement, because very, very few brokers actively manage their clients' accounts. But that being said, all these buds are out there, they're best friends, and then all of a sudden they start losing money, or they're not interacting or taking care of them the way they need to. I am not there to be their friend. I am there to be their expert. Think about it. When you go to a doctor's office, sometimes people say, hey, well, that guy didn't have that great a bedside manner. I get that. But one of the greatest things I want when I'm going to meet with a doctor is not whether I like him as my best friend or not. Can he find a solution to my problem? That's all it comes down to. He cannot be a great guy, or he can have kind of a weird personality or not necessarily know how to communicate well. But if he's an expert and he knows how to find a solution to the problem, I'll take that all day long over someone who's trying to be my friend. Now, a lot of times with my clients, I do end up befriending them. I do end up having, I'm excited to talk to them and excited to hear their voice and find out what's going on with their family. But that's after I've already helped them and I found a solution to their problem. So if you're more focused on, I want this person to like me, that's going to be a problem. Yes, we want to be likable, but how are we likable? When we do what the client asked us to do or what the client needs. And I say that very specifically because that old saying, the client's always right. Well, the client was always right. Why do they need you? If the client always has answers, why do they need you? The client is not always right. The client needs you because you're the expert. If I went into someone and got some advice, if I thought I knew everything and I was always right, I'd never have a reason to go in and meet with that person. So we are experts. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be these experts that we go to the client's house, or they come to our office, or we're in front of a workshop or a seminar, and we're the experts. So don't get distracted from the actual purpose of the conversation. And for us, it's finding safety, security, guaranteed income you can never outlive with no risk to the market. Now, I'm going to say the same thing when it comes to an appointment. If you sit down and you sound like every other water purifier salesperson or solar salesperson or whatever it is, and you're trying to find all these things to talk about to get comfortable, to make it sound like you're a likable person or you're someone who's super nice, that's never something I'm trying to do. I literally, hey, can we sit at the table? Great. I go directly into explaining who I am, what I do, and why I do it. We go directly into the fact finder, and then I explain how the products work, and then I go over what I found as far as a solution to their problem, if I can find that, and then I tell them what steps we need to do from here to the next part. It's not a matter of trying to become their friend. My whole purpose when I meet with them is, yes, to be likable. I don't want to be a jerk. That doesn't make sense. I don't want to be rude. But I do at points and very clearly and very directly say, hey, no, what you're thinking is wrong. For example, well, I've always been in the stock market. It's done well for me. Okay, really, if it's done that well for you, why are we not dealing with $10, $20, $30 million? Because if we knew how to time the top of the market and get out and time the market and get back in at the bottom, we would be dealing with tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, because we would be able to perfectly time the market. Nobody can do that. So you being in the stock market, especially if you're looking at retiring, you can't afford to take another hit. From 2000 to 2007, the S&P was almost at the exact same spot. From 2007 to 2013, the S&P was almost at the exact same spot. Right now, we'd look about a 50% drop in the market, and we would be at the same place we were approximately January of 2000. So 20 years later, you're back to where you were. So timing the market is something that a broker or banker says they can do. And when I say bankers, it's the brokers that are inside banks. They imply that they're variable, they're let it ride, their portfolio diversification, their portfolio rebalancing is a solution to the problem. Oh, we have ETFs, we have bonds, we have mutual funds. And it's all these things that we get distracted by. And I'm also going to add this in there too. Don't try and over-impress them with your knowledge. You know, when you're drifting from the conversation, a lot of times you're trying to prove that you know what you're talking about. And that's a very dangerous area to get as far as trying to be someone to find a solution to the problem. I impress them with what I know by how I find the solution to the problem. So when I'm in an appointment, I do that same process. And when you look at the back end of our academy, you'll see it complete. We have 8 full roadmaps of videos that are very specifically geared towards the topic. So if I wanted to teach you one thing, but I talked about 50 other things, you're not going to remember what that one thing is. So when we're in front of a client, and if once again, if you're part of our academy and you have access to that back end, you can see I rarely get sidetracked during any sort of conversation, or if I do get sidetracked, it's intentional. I'm deliberately going to this other area to help people understand this is what they need to do, this is how they need to fix it, but I can relate it with a story, a parable, whatever it is, to help them understand what we're talking about. But the focus is always on finding a product that provides safety, security, guaranteed income they can never outlive, or highest potential index growth without market risk. And everything we're doing during that conversation, the questions are directed toward that. In other words, someone will say, well, you know what? I'm pretty happy with where my money's been. Well, then why did you ever reach out to me? Well, I was seeing if there was something better. Well, why would you reach out to me for something better if you think you're in a great situation? And they always have a purpose. I don't care if it's a radio lead. I don't care if it's scrubbed leads from the internet, seminars, workshops, cross-selling. It doesn't matter. You are always beckoned on or asked for because there's a problem that they or a concern they have that they want an answer to. So if you spend your entire conversation talking about everything other than what you needed to focus on in the first place, you leave the appointment and they go, wow, that was a really nice guy. That was a really nice gal. What about if they said, I am so at peace right now and so at rest because now I don't have to worry about this or worry about that. I literally am not concerned about my retirement anymore. I'm not concerned about the income or ever outliving my income. Which do you think is going to be more impactful for the client? That you left as a good friend, but you didn't help them, or that you helped them and then you became a good friend? And I'm not, a lot of times people, they don't want to be your friends. They just are in for an expert. They want some advice. So when you're thinking about what you're talking about on the phone, when you're initially contacting them or you have contacted them, or you're in an appointment and you're trying to explain how the products work, stay deliberate in your conversations. It doesn't mean you have to be a robot. You have to be just systematic and you just like monotone. No, I am very passionate about what I talk about. If I find the time and energy to talk about something or I'm trying to train them, I'm very passionate about it, and it's so easy. People know this. I can stand in front of a group or 2, 3, 4, 500 people, 1,000 people. It doesn't matter to me. And I am very comfortable in the conversations I'm passionate about. Now, if you ask me to do a skit, you ask me to sing, you ask me to participate in some sort of joke or whatever it is up on stage, I get sick to my stomach. I'm not comfortable. I literally will melt down where I don't know what to do. I'm embarrassed. My heart's racing a million miles an hour. But if I get on a stage and I'm in front of a group of people and I love what I'm talking about or I'm passionate about what I'm talking about, it's super easy. Well, when we're in the appointment, if we're truly passionate about what we do, the clients are going to see that. When we're truly excited about what we do, the clients are going to see that. So now they know you're passionate about what you're doing and how you're proving it by how focused you are on finding a solution to their problem, how focused you are on making sure they understand how the product works, how focused you are on knowing your product, knowing what's available out there, knowing what you're up against. I know variable annuities inside and out. You could literally most of the time tell me what kind of income rider is on that, what the fees are, and I will probably tell you at least the top three or four, because a lot of times if you say you have a 5% compounded rider, I can tell you the companies that are actually doing it. Do I sell variable annuities? No. Do I like them? No. Do I know them inside and out? The M&E fee, the admin fee, the rider fee, the fund fee, the death benefit fee, whatever fees are involved in that, whether it's single or joint lifetime payout, do you have to do annuitization? I have all that I know about the companies because I'm passionate about what I do. Therefore, it is very clear that I'm focused on what I know and I am the person to help them. So I hope this helps you guys. You have a great day and happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.